This is Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft, proud sponsor of the NFL.
The Broncos are hosting a divisional round game for the fourth year in a row as they welcome to the Mile High City the Pittsburgh Steelers, their most frequent opponent in the postseason. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show. I'm Phil Milani with Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason, and we've been waiting for this one for a long time now, and so has Peyton Manning as he is returning to the starting lineup for the first time in more than 2 months.
And like we talked about before we came on, are there rust concerns? We don't know, just because you think about the last game against the Chargers. 5 for 9 for 69 yards through for Peyton Manning. But I think that timing is going to be a factor today. Manning had a week to reestablish health, but also chemistry. The chemistry is going to be crucial. Emmanuel Sanders said some of those Peyton Manning throws cut through the wind like it was nothing, so that's encouraging. But I also think that if there is rust, expect it to be minimal, just because this is the most prepared quarterback in the league, bar none. And so I would expect Peyton to be ready today.
Yeah, the guys say the last couple of years that they've been playing with Manning makes it that the timing doesn't just go away like that. And one of the big reasons why Peyton Manning is starting this game is his experience. But in the divisional round the past couple of years, the Broncos, other than that Chargers game 2 years ago, have kind of struggled in this game.
Yeah, they're 2-3 in this round in the last 3 years, or 1-2, pardon me, losing 2 out of 3 games. And that really goes against the long-term trend. Teams that host this divisional round game in the 12-team playoffs are 75-27. So I think that weighed into some of the changes in how the Broncos went about the last 2 weeks. Instead of taking 4 days off around the weekend, Gary Kubiak gave them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off after the Charger game, and then had them practicing Thursday, Friday, Saturday to keep them around. A lot of guys watched the Saturday AFC playoff games together. They learned who they were playing, that was going to be Pittsburgh together, got back to work on Monday. And I think that tweak in the schedule, it may seem small, but when you've struggled in this round, why not change things? It couldn't hurt.
Yeah, and when you play the Pittsburgh Steelers, diagnosing blitzes is crucial, and there's no one better at that than Peyton Manning.
Well, there's nothing he hadn't seen, you know, but we'll probably see something we haven't seen as a group this weekend. So I'm just very comfortable with the group, getting them in the right spot. You know, they got a lot of confidence that he'll get them in the right play, those type of things. So good 2 weeks of work for him has been good, too.
I know, you know, having the bye week certainly helped to get back out there and practice. And I've been doing a lot on my own during the times that, you know, that I wasn't participating with the team. So, but it feels good to be back in kind of normal team activities, and having the bye week and having this week of practice, all those things certainly help.
I think you take every game the same. You know, I know it's a playoff game, but it's all games. We take them. You know, we got to win to get ourselves in a better position, and we're taking this one as you win to go home. And it's the main thing he's been talking about is, you know, taking care of the ball, no penalties, and 10 points on the board.
It's important to take advantage of scoring opportunities when we have them, because their offense is so capable of scoring so many points. But Pittsburgh does such a good job in the red zone of limiting teams, you know, to either no points or to field goals. So I think that's certainly something that's important and certainly a point of emphasis.
No, we're going to do what we do. I mean, we're at our best when we protect the ball and find a way to run the football. That's what's good for our football team. So I don't think this week's going to be any different. You know, we're not going to line up this Sunday and turn the ball over like we did 2 weeks ago. We know that. You're not going to win. So, you know, we'll just stay focused on what we do best. And, you know, we're going to have to do the little things right. And like you said, focus on winning the turnover battle. That's very important.
Of course, Peyton Manning didn't play in that Week 15 matchup, but from the other guys in the locker room, one word we heard a lot, redemption.
Redemption was on the tongue of everybody in the Broncos locker room. This is probably the most prideful group of defenders in the NFL, and for good reason. They were the NFL's best passing running defense. They really did it all, and to give up more than 20 points a game, or 20 points in the last second half that they played against the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know they want to get back. You know that they want to get redemption, as we said. Chris Harris even mentioned that one half of football might have cost him a chance at a first-team All-Pro mention. doesn't really matter. He got second team All-Pro, which is a great accomplishment. However, I do think that pride definitely factors into this, and these guys want to play this team.
Yeah, in that game, the Steelers scored 24 unanswered points, but this is a different game. This one in Denver, this one in the playoffs, and of course, in this one, no Antonio Brown. How much do we expect the Broncos defense to adjust without their leading wide receiver?
Well, I think you have to go in and expect the same things from Pittsburgh. I don't think they're going to change their attack fundamentally just because they don't have Antonio Brown. They have two guys, Martavis Bryant and Marcus Wheaton. Of course, Darius Heyward-Bey will see more playing time. But Bryant and Wheaton, they both made plays against the Broncos back in Week 15. They combined for 16 receptions, 149 yards, and a touchdown. And both of them forced multiple missed tackles by Broncos defensive backs. And that's something that they were really hard on themselves after the game about. They talked about it again this week, that they can't afford those missed tackles. And, you know, Bryant in particular, 6'4", 211, 32 and 5/8 inch arms, can reach out, get passes, but he can also make guys miss. He's actually better after the catch than Antonio Brown, so you've got to be careful on that.
Yeah, a lot of weapons still on that Steelers side, and there's a lot to learn from that tape from Week 15. They're hoping that leads to a different result this time around.
And this one is over at Heinz Field as Mike Tomlin will seek out Gary Kubiak.
Well, I'm sure it's that way for both of us, you know, because we prepared for each other, what, 4 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago. So anytime you prepare for somebody in this league, you're very thorough in all phases. And we've each played, what, 2 or 3 games since then. So you take that information, you know, you get some new information over the course of the last few weeks and get ready to play.
And I think when it comes to the playoffs, especially when you got a good group of guys that are hardworking, dedicated, guys that want to win football games, I think they know what they're in for. It's all about that game, one game at a time. You know, if you lose, you go home. So, I mean, that's all we have. So if we really want it, we'll go out and we'll play as hard as we can for 60 minutes.
I mean, it's, you know, just a rematch. You know, I'm glad we know these guys. We played them before. We lost before, but we played a hell of a game. So it's one of those things that you know, we know who they are. We know what we can do to them. We know what they did to us. So, you know, it's familiar. So, you know, it's nothing new. Just go out there and play against the guys we know.
I'm excited for this game. I think it's going to be the most entertaining game on for the playoffs this weekend. And I just can't wait to play.
No, it's a playoff game, man. We know what happened last time. And so we definitely remember it, of course. So we just have to go out there, man, with our A game and just being ready to compete, man. It's going to be best against best again, man. We'll have a full strength, so we have to limit them yards.
The division around in the playoffs, you don't need too much motivation, man. If that ring ain't enough motivation for you, then you're in the wrong business. We at home, division around in the playoffs. We got the guys back, our farmers back there, you know what I'm saying, our bangers back. It's just a different, it's a totally different ball game.
We are roughly 100 minutes away from kickoff on this divisional round matchup. When we come back on the BTV Live pregame show, we'll talk about what effect the fans will have on today's game. Plus, after a career day against the Steelers last time, what does this game mean to Emmanuel Sanders?